Just off of Highway 151 on San Antonio's west side sits an open field that backs up to a wooded area of land. This will be the site of a new facility for GM's Financial Services Division. GM's Financial CEO Dan Burse says that the company is committed to initially providing 500 new jobs to the San Antonio job market, and he says the city's workforce is one of the main reasons the company wanted to expand to the Alamo City.
We really like the workforce in San Antonio. It's really perfect for the type of jobs we're creating here. You know, second of all, it is central time zone. We're going to be reaching customers throughout the United States, so whether on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's nice to have a central location.
Burris says the city, county, and state's commitment to provide tax incentives for this expansion was another driving factor for the move to San Antonio. Speaking in San Antonio on Monday, Governor Abbott said that GM's expansion to the city is an example of the diversification of the Texas economy.
A lot of people think of Texas as an energy state, and we are. But we are so much more than that. Just look at San Antonio, for example.
Democratic Senator Jose Menendez, who represents this section of the city, says that GM's expansion on the west side is really just the beginning.
What we know is that it's going to be a multiple millions of dollars in investment. When they set a footprint, it's a long-term investment. And so, just as we discussed, there's a possibility of more jobs down the road.
Construction at the new GM facility is expected to be completed by the spring of 2017. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.